This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Welcome, welcome. Robert Scott Bell is not with us this evening. He may pop in if he gets a chance, but I will start the program, and I have the good fortune of having with me my good friend Cheryl Chumley, and Cheryl always has her finger on the pulse of the news and has excellent analytical skills. We are in for a treat. So, Cheryl, we have this situation with the emails that is never going away for Hillary Clinton. And the latest is the Inspector General for the State Department has come out with a report looking at each of the most recent Secretaries of State and their handling of emails and that came into the State Department or State Department communication to the Secretary. And all of them variously fare well, except for Hillary Clinton. And in the case of Hillary Clinton, he finds that despite the regulations which would prohibit the mass exodus of all emails coming to and from the secretary going through a private server and imposed various requirements to protect that information from public disclosure, and keep confidential information tightly knit, within wraps, and then also to warn the secretary of hacking risks, and the secretary apparently even executed under her signature a document that went to all other State Department employees compelling them to abide by the system that the State Department had developed for the protection of communication through a State Department system for communication, which she then refused to abide by, even causing an outside State Department person who worked at the Clinton Foundation to be brought in and work for her at the State Department to compel the employees to disregard the legal requirements within the State Department for emails and to instead pass the information straight to her private system and her handheld device, or BlackBerry. What does this mean for us, Cheryl? What is the significance of this? Let's first take a look at the political significance.
Right. Well, the report, you know, was 78 pages long, and if you read through it, there wasn't a whole lot that, for followers of this matter, is proving surprising. As far as the findings go, it basically underscores what Republicans and some in the nonpartisan camp have been saying all along, that the State Department was basically slow to handle and manage the cybersecurity risks associated with Hillary Clinton's home-based server. her home-based email system. And it also underscored the fact that Clinton definitely should have turned over the emails requested by the State Department, and she did not. And that could very well be in violation of federal rules and regulations, in violation of federal laws. And it also underscores the fact that Clinton preserved wrongfully federal records on her personal account. So that's been out there for a while. That's known. But to me, what the big deal is this underscores all that's been said, but puts it in the hands of a nonpartisan look. For months now, the Clinton camp, to some degree of success, has been able to label this a witch hunt of the right-wing, camp of the Republican Party. And I think when that trickles down to the mainstream media, it gets dismissed. But now you have the independent inspector general of the State Department saying essentially what Republicans have been criticizing for months now. And if anything, this will give the FBI something more solid to go forward with as they pursue their criminal investigation against Clinton.
And it directly contradicts what Clinton has been saying and what her people have been saying, that they have made themselves available to investigators without restriction. The report clearly makes clear that neither Hillary Clinton nor any of her top people would even communicate with the Inspector General, which in and of itself violates the law, because under the law establishing the Inspector General, it is required that the top-level person make herself available to assist in the investigation and supply whatever information is necessary to the Inspector General. That was plainly violated. What I find interesting on the legal side is that what this report establishes based on its findings is that Hillary Clinton violated the Public Records Act. She violated the Freedom of Information Act. She violated the Inspector General's Act. And she has been found by the State Department's IG itself to have put in an unsecure channel, her private server at her home, virtually all of the communication that she had as Secretary of State, both the classified and the more mundane. And this is an independent confirmation of negligence at a minimum. But more, it may show an intention, and I think it very clearly does show, intentional acts on her part, particularly with Mr. Pagliano, to cause the rules and regulations of the State Department that are specifically designed for the purpose of protecting state secrets from being disseminated to the public or to our enemies to be violated. And that creates a very difficult problem for her with James Comey and the FBI investigation, because now the FBI has not only its own findings, extensive findings, but also essentially a confirmation from outside, from within the State Department itself, of additional reasons for concern and proof of negligence, that she not only brazenly violated all of these acts and regulations of the State Department, but that she also refused to make herself available to discuss the matters as is required by the law. So all of this legal violations, by the way, in this context, a legal violation is evidence of negligence, almost per se. So when she violates all these laws and regulations, she is per se negligent, which is a foundational characteristic for violation of the Espionage Act. There are intentional acts which violate the Espionage Act and acts of negligence or carelessness which violate the Espionage Act. At a minimum, she's guilty of those careless acts, according to the IG's report. That is its factual findings. It doesn't reach that ultimate conclusion, of course. But I think this bodes ill for her. I think that this enhances the likelihood of an indictment. I don't know when that will happen, but I do believe that it's coming to a close, and I think it's more apt to happen in the next several months. But what's your take on that?
it certainly comes at an inconvenient time for Hillary Clinton, politically speaking. She's already been fighting polls for months now that show Americans' number one problem with her is her trust, her trustworthiness. They don't feel like they can trust her, that she's not an honest politician. This underscores that. And it basically hands the RNC a big golden egg. Reince Priebus came out hours after this report was made public, and he basically put in layman's terms what it all sums up. He comes out and he says, this makes it clear that Hillary Clinton cannot be trusted, as she's not been able to have been trusted since day one. So that, in a nutshell, is what that report means to the average American. And it's also changed a little bit of the narrative leaking into the mainstream press, because you had even the liberal-leaning Washington Post editorial board come out and call her behavior with her home-based email server inexcusable and a willful disregard for State Department rules. They also went on to backtrack a bit and to double down that they didn't believe Hillary Clinton was guilty of breaking any laws. But at the same time, for the liberal-leaning Washington Post to put that in print and basically label Hillary Clinton just what polls have been saying for months, that she's not to be trusted, that's significant. And it's going to be a tight race against Trump, most likely, as it is. She really doesn't need this hanging over her head.
Well, we only have about a little over a minute before the break, but one of the things that strikes me is that her poll numbers now in California are roughly equal with Bernie Sanders. She had hoped to put this whole thing away by having a decisive victory in California. It looks as though she may not even win California now. If this story has traction and it increases this skepticism about her honesty and also draws into question her integrity and her whether or not she can actually be trusted to implement many of the things that she's promised on the left. Now, a lot of the people on the left view her as a establishment person and think that she is really representative of the old guard Democratic establishment. That's why they're more attracted to Bernie Sanders, those people, and she's been trying to curry favor with them. Looks like that is definitely not going to work. So when we come back from the break, I want to pick up the discussion about Hillary Clinton's problem within the Democratic Party, the chaos that is being created by the continuation of the Sanders campaign, and now by the notion that there's going to be a Sanders-Trump debate drawing further attention away from Hillary Clinton and towards Sanders. We'll be right back after the break to discuss those developments. Stay tuned.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. I'm not Robert, but maybe Robert will be able to break away and call in if the TSA lines aren't too long. One of the things that, Cheryl, is fascinating that's about to unfold is this idea that Trump might be willing to debate Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is certainly quite excited about that. The interesting thing is that while there's a discussion about the Sanders, while there's quite a bit of feverish discussion about the Sanders-Trump debate, and while the latest polls indicate that Sanders may well defeat Hillary Clinton in California, he's certainly just a few percentage points away in the latest polls to Hillary. This stage performance will elevate Sanders to what would effectively be a general election national audience comprised of his followers, probably curious Hillary Clinton people and people who are wondering whether they ought to be supporting Hillary Clinton, and then the mass audience of Republicans. Sanders has never addressed a bipartisan audience, and neither has Trump. And so some of the pundits are saying, well, this is a mistake for Trump because Sanders might hurt him, might be able to land some blows on him that will carry over to the general election and redound to Hillary Clinton's benefit. But I think that it's going to be Trump's advantage. He's going to be able to have an opportunity to reach the Sanders people and Democrats in general. For the first time, they'll hear him. And in addition, I think it will enable Republicans to have a rallying cry and a source for greater unity, because the only Republican on the stage is Trump, and they'll be rooting for Trump to knock Sanders out. And as far as Hillary's concerned, her absence from this thing that's going to have tremendous publicity and public attention is deafening, in that she looks like an also-ran rather than the front-runner. Your thoughts?
Well, I actually see it as a win for everybody. On Trump's side, I don't see the downside, really, of him debating Bernie Sanders on the national scale. This is a chance. He's not going to alienate the people who already support him. The people who are reluctant to support him eventually will anyhow, because he's going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. What it does is it gives him a chance to address an audience that's been swept away by an outsider-type view, an outsider view on the left, but at the same time, he could actually capture some of these votes as we head into the general election. Because some people are so enamored with the idea of picking an outsider, they could go Trump. They could leave Bernie Sanders' side and go Trump. So Trump actually has a chance to make his case to these voters, and he may actually win some in the coming weeks. As far as Bernie Sanders, I think you're right. It gives him the opportunity to elevate himself. He's probably thinking post-election now, what is he going to do with his life? I doubt very much he just wants to go quietly back into the Senate. I bet that he has political aspirations above and beyond, and perhaps he could be positioning himself for some other political office. As far as Hillary goes, I actually see this as a good thing for her to stay out of. She is coming into this election with so much baggage right now, the latest being what we just discussed before the break, the IG audit that points fingers her way and casts blame on her, paints her again as a dishonest candidate. I don't think that she should be on that national scale at this point, giving herself a vulnerable, putting herself in a vulnerable position to be called a liar, Crooked Hillary, as Trump's already branding her, and to be shown to be the weaker of two candidates between herself and Bernie Sanders. And as for the viewers, I think it would be great to see how Trump takes on a candidate like Bernie Sanders. He's somebody that's so far off his own worldview. If Trump is the capitalistic free market candidate, Bernie Sanders is the big government socialist. So it will definitely be interesting, not to mention entertaining, to watch these two go at it.
One of the other interesting dynamics that could take place is that both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump could use that forum to bash Hillary Clinton. Because in one respect, on the outcome, that is that they don't believe Hillary Clinton ought to be the nominee, they share an agreement. So that might be an opportunity for them to score points against Hillary without her being present. Well, we'll be right back after the break with more, and we'll bring in Norm Singleton.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, it's not Robert, it's Jonathan, but the point about bureaucrats makes sense because Robert's probably being held back, actually, by bureaucrats at the moment, standing in a TSA line at some airport, I'm sure. But I have with me the good fortune of having with me the president of the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. And Norm, tell us about Senator Mike Lee's amendment. that's pending in the Senate and the machinations associated with that?
Well, Mike Lee had an amendment to the Treasury Housing and Urban Development Appropriations Bill last week that would have stopped this program called something like the Affirmative Fair Housing Program. And if you've been around D.C. as long as you and I have, Jonathan, you know that the word fair, just like the word children, is one of those things you never want to see in legislation or in an administrative program because it can't be good. And what this is it says that HUD bureaucrats, if they don't like the composition of your neighborhood, if it's not diverse enough to their liking, they are going to come in with and basically bully with federal funds a local towns and cities to change their composition through a bunch of federal programs, including withholding federal funding. Now, note, it doesn't, they're not going to say you have to change your zoning laws. They're going to say if you don't adopt policies that rejigger the comp your neighborhoods to our liking, to our, the liking of our central planners, you will not get federal funds. That's important because Senator Susan Collins of Maine offered an amendment that said that HUD can't use federal funds to force a district to change their zoning laws. But that's a problem that doesn't exist because HUD's not trying to force them to change their zoning laws. They're saying you have to voluntarily change their zoning laws if you want access to federal money. And, of course, even the most, as we saw with the Obamacare exchange and Medicaid expansion, even conservatives, rock rib conservatives at the state and local level will bow to the federal bureaucrat when they're waving a check. But the Collins Amendment passed, the Mike Lee Amendment failed, and what it did was it deprived the Republicans of an opportunity to draw a clear distinction between themselves and the Democrats. And there is speculation that because the Lee Amendment came under a 60-vote threshold, even though it was a simple prohibition of funds, so it certainly was germane to a funding bill, that Senate leadership, for some reason, actually did not want to have that amendment passed, and they were trying to protect the 8 or 9 Republicans who voted for it. That might be because one of the Republicans who voted against Lee and for Collins is John McCain, who is in a very tough primary with a conservative Senate challenger. And I think one or two of the other ones are also in tough races and may also have primaries. But this is just, unfortunately, an example of what we've seen the past 8 years, which is Republicans not aggressively challenging this president. And I know that some people say, you crazy Tea Partiers and crazy libertarians just want to fight. You don't understand that we can't win. But, all right, but you, even if we don't win right now, isn't it, don't we win eventually when we draw sharp distinctions instead of allowing the Susan Collinses and the John McCains of the world to muddy the waters by blurring the distinction and going along with phony compromises.
It's always occurred to me that very lame argument is just absolutely a self-destructive position. Why don't you argue on principle? Why don't you argue for your position and fight to prevail instead of start from the very beginning and say, well, at this point, I think that the opposition has more support, so I'm going to completely abandon the argument. I'm not even going to try. And that's been the lame position of the Republican leadership for too long, and I think that's why so many people are anti-establishment Republicans, because they're sick of this kind of weak, vacuous, unprincipled facilitation by the Republicans of the Democratic agenda. They should fight even if they're going to lose. They should go all the way to the vote and lose and then come back again and just be relentless in their pursuit of principle, arguing to the people, arguing to in Congress. And, of course, that's something that your boss in the old days, Ron Paul, would do tirelessly. He never abandoned principle because he couldn't win an argument. And that's just, you know, anyway, it's disgusting. It is not an excuse for failing to do your duty and defend principle because you think you might lose. That's cowardice. But when it comes to, I want to, before we miss the opportunity, I wanted to shift gears a little bit and talk about the interesting development that is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's swan song, perhaps, coming up. So Bernie Sanders says he wants Schultz out because he thinks she's biased in Hillary's favor, as do most of the Sanders supporters. And so the question now becomes whether Hillary is going to throw Wasserman Schultz under the bus and go along with many Democrats who are now saying the time has come for Wasserman Schultz to be booted so that there's a greater chance of unity. We know Hillary's calling card. Schultz has been an advocate of Hillary Clinton, and that's very clear. But will Hillary Clinton return the loyalty and defend Schultz? I think not. I think she's going to throw her under the bus. What do you think, Norm?
Well, as we were talking about during the break, those of us who've been around for a while who remember the 90s know that the Clintons have a history of tossing people under the bus, starting early in their administration with Lonnie Guinier. There are other people who feel, you know, that they were misused, that they were betrayed, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. There was a quote by some Democratic insider from, I think it was The Hill maybe, who said the big discussion among the Democratic elite is what color plate do we use to offer up Debbie Wasserman Schultz's head to the Sanders people. And to kind of, this has been boiling for a while. It goes as far back as last year when the Republicans were having a series of debates. And I remember for a while there, they had two debates a day because there were so many candidates. And the Democrats, if you could say, well, there were only two candidates or at the start of the race, no one took Bernie Sanders seriously, but still, they had a ridiculously small number of debates. But more importantly, they had a they were on like Saturday night at 8 o'clock up against some big college football games. I remember one of them was, I think, the week before Christmas, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and it was the second or third and maybe the last debate before Iowa. And it was the weekend before Christmas up against a major college football game. So that accusation that was leveled not just by the Sanders camp, but by Representative Pelosi Gabbard, I'm sorry for pronouncing that, from Hawaii, who at the time was vice chair of the DNC. She did later resign to support Senator Sanders, but I think that the fact that she publicly attacked her own team for stacking the deck in favor of Hillary shows something. And it would be poetic justice, I think, for Representative Schultz to be rewarded for her loyal service to Hillary by being the sacrificial lamb that is presented as a peace offering to the Sanders folks.
Right. I do think that that's going to happen. I do think that Hillary's loyalty only goes one way, towards herself. So I think she'll pretty much put the noose around Wasserman Schultz's head and push her over the bit into the abyss. But I think also it's not going to work. I think they're going to throw her out as an act of appeasement to the Sanders people. And I think the Sanders people will look at Hillary as duplicitous and as this being a really, although something they wanted, something that's not fundamentally changing the underlying dynamic, which they view as a rigged system against them. So I think they're just going to view that as, well, that's par for the course. Yeah, we wanted her out, but we're not going to give you any greater support, Hillary, because you're still the same Hillary that existed before. I think it's not going to work at all for her, but I think that Hillary Clinton will do it just because she thinks that it's going to be an act of appeasement that she might be able to capitalize upon in dealing with them at the convention. Well, I'm sorry. We only have about a minute.
A fair number of Sanders supporters might actually end up with Trump because they like Trump's kind of nationalist populism. They see that as compatible to Sanders' kind of populist socialism.
Right, and I think more importantly, there is a segment that is very strong segment of the Sanders people that are anti-establishment, principally. That is, that they reject the government that is, and they view Trump as a wild card that could shake things up. And compared to Hillary, who is the antithesis of what they want, even though Trump might advocate policy positions they disagree with, the chance that he can shake things up is of more interest to them. I think that might be a way for Trump to gain support from the Sanders people. Well, when we come back, we're going to ask Norm about the Democratic National Convention. Is this going to be a violent... You know, they said that the Republican convention would be violent. Well, it doesn't look like that now. But will the Democratic National Convention break out in some kind of turmoil? We'll see.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert's not here, unfortunately. He's probably still holed up in the TSA line, it'd be my guess. I hope not. I hope he made his flight. We are here doing the best we can without Robert, and I have the good privilege of having Norm Singleton, president of the Campaign for Liberty, with me. And we're going to discuss in the remaining moments of the program the Democratic National Convention. You know, it's very interesting. For several months, the pundits were saying that the Republican convention was going to be a disaster with enormous dissension and attempts at overthrowing the will of the electorate and causing people who were, you know, anti-Trump to take over. And now it looks rather strongly like the chaos is more apt to be found at the Democratic National Convention. Not to say there won't be some disruption in the Republican ranks, but I think that the bigger problem now lies with the Sanders versus Clinton camps, with the Sanders camps very angry, as is clear from their interest in getting rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But they're anxious in taking control over the platform and dictating a very liberal position for Hillary Clinton. And whether there's resistance from the Clinton people on any of this will be interesting. And if there is resistance, how might that manifest itself? What do you think is going to happen, Norm?
Well, it is interesting. I think in the Republican convention, you have sort of a resignation to Donald Trump, and there may be an effort to change the rules to unbind the delegates so that someone else can be nominated. But I think that might be likely not to be successful because the Republicans will be afraid of a riot. And the Democratic convention, the Sanders people, you know, we saw in Nevada, they will use violence. We see that at the Trump rallies. A lot of the people outside causing violence of these rallies are not Trump supporters, they're Sanders supporters. And they don't like Hillary. If they feel misused or cheated or just plain angry, they will riot. And it kind of goes back to, we've seen violence on the so-called progressive movement before. We saw it in 2011 and 2012 with the Occupy movement, going back to 2000 and the riots at the WTO meetings, going back to look at college campuses. Look at the video of what's the guy, Milo's the provocateur from Breitbart, who riles the campus left by mocking them. Last night there was another incident where they ran up on stage, would not let him speak, and engaged in thug-like behavior. So, the left, the so-called progressive, have a history going back to Robespierre and the French Revolution of using violience as a tool.
Well, remember the 1968 Democratic National Convention with the Chicago Seven and the anti-war protesters, and how violent that got. And, you know, you have the Black Lives Matter people, and you have the MoveOn.org people, and all of them have been using violence at various campaign stops. They even raised a ruckus over Bernie Sanders' speech, and they certainly don't like Hillary Clinton. So you know they're going to be out there at the Democratic National Convention protesting. You know they're going to be there.
And it's interesting, there's a saying, every revolution eats its young. This is a revolution that seems to be eating its old, because they're going after all these Democratic politicians like Hillary Clinton and, like you said early on, Bernie Sanders, who basically agree with them. And who say, like, well, I'm going to give you everything you want. And the only Democratic politician I know of who stood up to the left is Bill Clinton. And ironically, if you remember the Sister Solta and other movements, and he did that a few weeks ago, and their story was he kind of got shut down, and someone said he was being selfish because he was trying to defend his legacy as opposed to helping his wife. But no, he was actually.
Well, thanks, Norm. We got to go, bud. We got to go. Another the show's a wrap, but thank you so much, Norm.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.